A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is our second reading from today's solemnity of Pentecost. When we hear this reading, this is now well after the apostles receiving the Holy Spirit initially at Pentecost. And what Paul is trying to teach the communities of his time and is still relevant for us today is that all that we are, all that we have, the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that we have, it is wise and it is good for us as a community to recognize they are never of our own making, nor are they solely for our own good and well-being. Paul begins by saying, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. This is what is so important for us to acknowledge, that if we believe, we profess that Jesus is Lord, what I and all of us are saying is that it is God who is the source of our being. All that we are, all that we can potentially become, was initiated by God, was placed within us by God. We have the opportunity, of course, in this lifetime to acknowledge what has been placed within us, and we have ample opportunity to use what has been given to us. But it is for our good and well-being to acknowledge first and foremost what I have, what has been given to me, was given to me by God. And God gave each one of us what we could use, what we would be able to bring forth into the world, that it was possible for us to use it. Nothing has been given to us that is beyond our capability to understand what it is, nor is it beyond our ability to use it. This is the wisdom, but even more importantly, the deep and abounding and abiding compassion of God, who knows us first and foremost, and before we even know everything about ourselves, God knows us. So he has placed within us all of these varieties of gifts, varieties of services, and varieties of activities that each one of us can do. But what is essential for us to remember is the second part, that whatever has been given to me, it is not just for my good and well-being, but equally important is for the good and well-being of everyone, for the common good. Jesus, God our Father, the Holy Spirit, they don't want us to look at our neighbor and think, oh, I wish I had his gift, or I wish I had her ability. That we become envious of the other person, or we try desperately to build ourselves up at the cost of another person. No, it is for the common good. That whatever you and I, we do, it is for the common good of all people. So it is essential that we discern through the gift of the Holy Spirit what has been given to us. Not to hide it away, not to be ashamed of it, not to be fearful of it, but to recognize God has placed this gift within me. Lord, as I pray to you, help me to discern how may I best use this gift at the service of others. How may the activity I bring forth, may it be for the good and well-being of others, so that they in turn may also acknowledge and recognize their gifts and talents. At no time are we supposed to shine beyond another person. At no point are we supposed to diminish another person by our gifts and talents. And in fact, what the Holy Spirit may do within us is this, may ask us to pull back our gifts and our talents for a time, so that our neighbor, so that someone in our community, she or he, may better discern their gift and their talent and how they may use it at the service of others. This is perhaps one of the biggest challenges for us, because some of you, are so good at so many things that you believe you should be doing everything. And if you don't do it, nobody will do it. And if we were honest with ourselves, we might even be thinking, well, nobody can quite do it as well as I do. That certainly does lack humility, which is actually one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So for ourselves, if we can take the time through the gift of the Holy Spirit and to slow down and to stop and to acknowledge that perhaps my good is not necessarily that I do everything all the time, but instead to acknowledge that what is happening out there is not necessarily my good to do right now, but to let somebody else step up, come out of their shell, allow the gifts and the abilities within him and her to come forward. To the degree we can do this, what we reflect then is the true body of Christ. That every single member of this body is essential to the whole. No one person is more important than another, or that anyone else is to be considered less than another person. That anyone's gifts or talents or activity is minor in comparison to something else. When we give our whole self from a place of graciousness and a spirit of kindness and generosity, then the whole is blessed. The whole becomes greater in unification. It is wondrous. But what Jesus is also trying to teach us through the Holy Spirit is that these gifts, these talents, and these abilities are universal. Every single human being has been gifted and graced by God. And so we can learn from one another. We can appreciate the other for who he or she is. And to the degree that we allow ourselves to be open to that awareness, to that truth, then the whole is even further enriched and it becomes more expansive and more inclusive. So my friends, we are one in spirit, all of us. And to the degree that we allow the spirit to transform us within, to the point where we acknowledge the wonder of God's gifts within us, then we rejoice on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord, for what you have given me. But even the greater prayer is, thank you, Lord, for the gifts and the abilities you have given to the people around me. Thank you, Lord, for enlightening them to share their gifts and their talents. Thank you, Lord, for revealing your kingdom in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be part of this.